Who do you trust? You trust your spouse.
Yes.
But not like this.
Yeah.
This is a special kind of trust.
Yeah.
A trust that runs so deep,
mm-hmm.
there is nothing this person can say where you would question them.
Yeah.
And one man in this room is convinced mm-hmm. that every man in the greater Rochester area has a guy that can do no wrong.
Right.
A guy that can say no wrong.
Right.
Their go-to gang.
Yes.
You're hanging out in the Break Room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So if you listen to the Break Room on a regular basis, you know that Tommy Mulay is a man who is suspicious of everyone.
Yep.
What's your angle? What are you hiding?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you do the things you do?
Yeah.
And that's why this relationship that you described to us off the air the other day with this man is so strange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the guy that remodeled our house.
Okay.
Two times. He did two different sections of the house.
Wow, double remodel, huh?
Double remodel.
Yeah, life's got to be hard for you guys, huh?
And bottom.
Wow, yeah. Hey, I like a new house, but I don't want to go nowhere.
Hey, I married up. What do you want from me? So his name's Gaetano, and he's a contractor.
Okay.
And never met this guy before, but, you know, you kind of live with these people when they're in your house doing these remodels.
Yeah.
Like, the guy knew food, he knew booze, he traveled a lot. He just knew a lot of stuff, and he was awesome at his job, and I knew it because my wife did not have any complaints.
Wow.
Like, she loved this guy because he really knew what he was doing.
So he's a Renaissance man.
Yeah. And I told my wife one day, I said, I would let that guy operate on me. I said, he just knows his stuff. I said, he hasn't steered us wrong at anything.
Okay.
I go, if I have a question outside of contracting, he would be a guy I would talk to.
Now, here's the thing. I understand being in awe of a guy like
that. Yeah, I'm sold.
I get it. I get that, whatever you have done.
He knows his stuff.
It's impressive. It's impressive.
It's over my head.
But you said something after what you just said to us the other day, which dropped my jaw. You said that any question you asked him without any research after, any question in the whole world.
I don't need to.
You would trust his answer
and
use that as fact when talking to other people.
Mm-hmm. And I have.
Something outside of his expertise.
Yes. Anything in the whole world. That this man, whatever he tells you, you instantly believe and will never question ever again.
Yeah.
And if someone were to come to you and go, actually, that's not the truth, you would argue for the statement
How
he made.
How dare you?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I think every guy has that guy.
You are arguing that every man has someone in their life.
A go-to guy.
252-WCMF, 252-9263.
If you're man enough to admit it.
Do you have a buddy, a family member, someone in your life?
Just anybody you make contact with that you kind of look up to.
That you can, they could tell you anything,
mm-hmm.
and you would not for a second question whatever they said was the truth. That they could give you advice on any topic, no matter what it is, and you would take that advice, no questions asked, or go do it.
Mm-hmm.
As you put it, your go-to guy.
Yeah. I mean, unless it was so ridiculous and obvious. I think you trust these people.
You literally just said you'd let them operate on you.
Yeah, I would.
Okay, that's as ridiculous as it gets.
Well, not really, but I'm just saying. But
I don't know, the way our health benefits are.
Yeah, I mean, if his rates were cheaper, then and no copay.
But is this confidence in this guy coming from the simple fact that you just really enjoy his company?
Yeah, I mean, he sells himself. And I think that's part of it. Like, the guy has to sell himself. You
but
got
how
a guy.
Much, how much did he really have? What do you really have to have proved himself or given you
he's never steered me wrong.
Actual factual information for you to think that? Or is it just like, hey, you know, it seems like we tend to agree on the same stuff. So,
could be that. So echo maybe, chamber.
It could be that.
Because I don't think that you would have that same feeling if he was the same guy giving you the same advice, but maybe like some things that he said you were like, I don't think that's right.
True. I mean, you got to like
or
the
I don't
guy.
Really agree with
Oh, no,
that.
There's a difference between liking and agreeing like on everything.
Yeah.
Okay, you said I got, who's my guy?
Your boy.
Who's my boy?
Your boxing coach.
Oh, Dom? Yeah, you're right. He's my go-to guy.
Yeah.
100%.
I mean, you guys talk about things when you're working out. You work with him every Friday.
Yeah. I'm going in an hour.
And you talk more than just boxing with him.
Yeah, we talk about life, man.
Right. And he's had a very interesting life. The guy goes way back and very interesting.
Yes, he's very cool.
And I think if Dom told you something in sincerity, you would go, yes. You wouldn't research.
Now that you bring that up, yes. Dom, my boxing coach, is my go-to guy. But that's different. I mean,
why is it different?
Well, I mean, first of all, I guess all go-to guys are Italian. Second of all, you know, it's come with time and grade. I've noticed since I was 13, he's a wise
that's
man.
That's what I'm saying.
But you haven't known Gaetano since he was 13.
No, but I sped up the process. That's all. It was like blood doping. You know, I mean, I got there quicker.
Oh, my God, I do have a go-to guy.
Yeah, I think every guy, if they think about it, is... Yeah, and basically, it's somebody you looked up to your life.
Okay. I've looked up to Gaetano my entire time. He's remodeled our house
twice. Yeah, I said, that guy's got it going on.
252 WCMF.
I brag about him unsolicited in my own house.
He does, yeah, and you do it here. Yeah. Like, oh, Gaetano said, and like, I've never met Gaetano. Seems like a nice guy.
So I drive by a project he's working on right now, and I'll tell my wife, I go, man, that kid's a go-getter. He don't stop, that guy. He's over here. He's over there.
Are you in love with Gaetano?
I'll let you know.
All right.
We'll see where it leads.
252 WCMF, Tommy claims that every man in the greater Rochester area has a guy that they respect so much or in so awe of that no matter what they told them, they would believe it. No matter what advice they gave them, they would do it. No questions asked, no other research. Let's talk to Joe. Hey, Joe, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you guys this morning?
Good, man. What do you got?
Good. Well, I happen to be Sicilian, strictly coincidental, Tommy, but I got a guy.
You got a guy.
His name is Vito. Same thing. Anything around the house, cooking, winemaking, taxes, tailoring, he does it all.
Give his wife a hysterectomy.
All right, well, here's the thing. All the other stuff that you brought up, Italian-wise, great call. I'd be careful with the taxes.
No. You'll do right.
I want to say, though, if I want to fact check them, I'm not sure I might be around for a future call. But otherwise, it's a great time. All I'm saying. You guys have a good day.
You too. Thanks, Joe. All right, so far our go-to guys are Dominic, Gaetano, and Vito.
It's good fellas.
Okay, he really is. Yeah. He's a good fella. Okay, so like when it comes to what makes your guy, whoever it is, your go-to guy, what you have to see in him. Like, and I get that.
Life experience helps.
Okay, so I agree with you. Right. Is there a financial aspect to this too? If that person has money, that you are more likely to trust what they have to say?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think bank helps.
You know,
successful person, obviously.
All right, Kimmy, do you think your dad has a go-to guy, like growing up from back in the day? As she turns her microphone on?
Yes, he does, and it doesn't make any sense because it's also the guy that he argues with the most.
Wait, he argues with his go-to guy?
He will take his advice no matter what, but he also, like, they'll get into, like, these huge arguments. That's the one that doesn't make sense to me, but I think that that is somebody that he does take advice from.
Okay, this guy that, your dad's go-to guy, does he have money?
Yeah, I think he does pretty well for himself.
Okay, I think that's the general generational.
I think it helps.
Yeah.
Oh, no, okay.
I think it's a generational difference here.
Right.
Because, Tommy, when you and guys your age see someone that is wealthy, you assume that they are smart enough to get that money, therefore they are smart in every other realm, and they should listen to them. And, Kimmy, I'm assuming your dad is the same way.
Yeah.
Because my dad is that way, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think, Kimmy, our generation looks at a guy who has a bunch of money and assume they got that money by taking advantage of suckers, and you're trying to make me a sucker.
Oh, you think we're a little bit more skeptical?
No.
I don't know. I think you're right, just because we have so much information at our fingertips now, or maybe you're a little bit more likely to look into it. But I still think you tend to go in the direction of the guy that has more money or looks the most successful.
Okay.
I think you might be a little bit unique in that you're more skeptical of that person.
So I'm just a monster. Tommy, you got money? I'll do what you say.
It's a good way to be. You shouldn't just take somebody at that level at their word.
So you're saying Tommy's a personality prostitute. The more money you have, I'll do whatever you say.
Well, I think that's most people, right?
I'm your private listener. Listener for money. Do what you tell me to do.
And Tina really has a deep voice.
I do a good Tina Turner.
If she had balls.
Left a good job in the city. 252 WCMM. Let's talk.
Couldn't dance like that.
Scotty, how are you, buddy?
Not too bad. So I'm wondering, does your boxing coach have a go-to guy? If he's your go-to guy.
Ooh.
Well, that guy's gone.
He's got a go-to guy.
He was go-to and gone.
He's going to and
your boxing coach is my age or older.
Yeah, right? he's a little older than you. But Scott, no, you bring up a good question because your go-to guy.
Learned from somebody else.
Yeah, based on your theory, also has a go-to guy.
Sure, yeah.
So is
at what point do we run out of go-to guys?
Oh, it's a circular
fire. There's got to be a pinnacle go-to guy that's everybody's ultimate boss go-to guy, and that guy's got no one to go to.
Where does the go-to guy go to?
Go-to guy pyramid scheme.
You probably Google gets all his answers.
Pyramid scheme.
It is a pyramid scheme.
Scott, it's financial. It comes back to it. Everything's about the money.
All right, Scott, let me ask you a question. You got a go-to guy?
I do not have a go-to
guy. I think if we thought about it, you got a go-to guy. You don't trust your father implicitly?
I do not.
Okay, good call. like, there's
have
not,
you met the man?
I have not, actually.
But I even know my dad's go-to guy.
Like, wait, say that again?
I knew my dad had go-to guys. Like, he would brag about these guys. Now, they all had money. They were success. But he'd go, like, you know, he's just a great guy, a hell of a man, you know? And he would listen to those dudes. And my father didn't listen to anything.
Okay. Well, Scotty, go find yourself a go-to guy. Thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it.
But
there goes Scotty. He's a lonely, no go-to guy. No, I mean, you're right. Like, this might be one of the smartest things you've ever figured out.
Mm.
Because it's not only happening now. But here's the thing. I get your dad having a go-to guy because he didn't have Google. He wasn't going to go to the library and look up something in encyclopedia.
And he was a contemporary. His age and business, but he looked up to that guy even though they were pretty much the same age.
Now we shouldn't have to have go-to guys because every question you could ever ask is at your fingertips in a second.
But that doesn't give you confidence.
Okay.
So these guys, when they talk to you, kind of give you the confidence that they know what they're speaking of. You don't get any charisma on Google.
I love how you go, you don't get confidence.
Don't get Google charisma on Google.
Google is, Kimmy, an amalgamation of experts telling you what you should do.
But you don't
and
get,
that doesn't give you confidence.
It doesn't give you, there's no charisma to it. A go-to guy has to have some charisma.
That's why they're all Italian, it seems.
Well, who has charisma more than Italian? Because that's a Roman word.
Charisma?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, from the Roman charisma?
It's from the sack.
Kimmy, you were saying, I'm sorry.
I wonder how many people's go-to guys come from work.
Oh, like because an older coworker.
Especially when you're first getting started, you got to look to somebody for advice, and there's going to be somebody that you respect enough to kind of form that relationship with. They almost like that hierarchy relationship with. So,
but you'll take advice outside of work from that guy.
Yeah, and you become close because you work together every day.
Okay.
I wonder how many of those relationships stem from working with that person one point.
Technically.
You see their work ethic. You can kind of see the way they are, their personality with things and important things at work. So you think that also translates to outside of work.
Well, to Kimmy's point, you watch this guy work in your house.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, with my boxing coach, it's been work with him since I was 13.
That's how I got you in my car to go over to the bar.
Ooh. Is there an age where your go-to guy shows up?
No, because he met him at 75. Oh, we got Facebook messages coming in again. Tommy's Theory, 252 WCMF. He comes in the other day off mic, and he says, I think I got a guy in my life. Whatever he told me to do, I do it.
Yeah.
Any advice he gave me, I do it immediately. Gaetano, remodel your house for Renaissance Man, has done a lot of things. Yeah. And Tommy's Theory was, every man has a guy who they trust without question. Will not look it up, always assume that they're right. And he might be right.
Mm-hmm.
Tom writes us, we were just talking to Scott about his dad.
Right.
Tom writes, aren't you just describing the relationship men have with their dad or grandpa? Would that be a bad idea?
They would be your go-to guy.
If your grandpa's your go-to guy.
I mean, I could see it. I mean, mine weren't around, so no. Okay. And my father was an ass.
Well, that's just it.
I think it works better if it's a grandparent than direct parent.
I agree with
you. It's a softer sell from a grandparent.
You see the mistakes your parents make right in front of your face. Grandpa, in an ideal situation, they are wise. They have made mistakes. They can put you on the right path based on all the things they've seen and done. They have a vested interest in you.
They're not a hard ass.
They want to see you succeed for the sake of the family tree. I mean, a buddy, if it goes really bad, let's say you take advice from Gaetano and it ruins your life.
Yeah.
I mean, he could just cut bait and run.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, if he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Dom.
Right. But Grandpa...
He's stuck.
You're tethered to him.
Do you want to be, someone else's go-to guy?
I would feel bad for that person.
Yeah, obviously. It's not. I didn't ask if it was a good idea.
Like the rancid soul that person would have? I don't know. It seems like to be an actual go-to guy sounds exhausting.
Okay. You make up stuff all the time and find a way to convince yourself that it's true.
Yeah.
You give me advice all the time. That's terrible.
You love to dish it out.
Yeah, yeah. Someone would trust you completely.
Yeah.
Their advice, they would take it a second. And you're right. That is a lot of pressure. And things go terribly wrong. But it would also be a massive ego stroke.
It would, but they wouldn't be around long. because they'd probably get them killed. Inadvertently.
Kimmy, do women have go-to gals?
Yeah. I think everybody has, a go-to person that they'd seek advice on. For me personally, I think that person has to be an expert in at least one area for me to really fully trust their advice.
Okay, so you have to see them fully bloom in some way.
Yeah, I'm thinking the last person I texted for legitimate what to do advice was your wife.
My wife's your go-to gal?
Yeah, I would trust her with advice beyond just something that, medical.
Okay.
Just not in men.
Just because I know that she's an expert in that. She didn't steer me wrong in that. And I think once you build that trust in one area, you can kind of feel out other things too.
Okay, now my wife is a brilliant woman, right? Best dermatology in the world, or dermatologist in the world. I mean, Kimmy, I tell you stories on the air about how things go south.
I've never heard you say anything.
Let's say I wanted to go.
So your go-to guy.
Say I was looking to do some traveling. I was going to London.
Okay.
I'd ask your wife advice on that. What she liked, what she didn't like. How her travel plans
went. But she's the worst traveler. She just wants to go to all, like, the stuff. She doesn't want to, like, walk around and see the stuff. I'm the one that's got to drag her to the cool stuff. I should be your go-to gal. I would like to be your go-to gal. I'm your private gal. Gal for money. Say what you want me to say. You know what? Did you notice what just happened while you were talking?
What?
I think that there's a little bit of jealousy happening.
What's
right
it mean?
Why? Well, he said, I go, you know, well, I've told stories on the air about my wife that went south.
Yeah.
And you said, well, that's, I've never heard that. That's what'd why I'm you your say? Go-to guy. Are you upset that you're not my go-to guy?
No, I know I'm not.
No, I know you know you're not. I'm asking, does
even though I've, all the advice I've given you over the years.
You've known him a long time.
All the advice you've given me.
How about all the free booze I gave you?
That's
you're,
not.
You're in the same industry.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you should be my go-to guy?
Yeah, he absolutely should be.
Oh.
No, I'm not saying, like, he earned it, but, like, if you look at the
I used to cover your ass all the time.
Cover my ass! You're the one that had a family!
No, Tina, I haven't seen him in all week. Yeah. No, that's not him in the background.
Looking at your friendship history, Tommy should be your go-to guy, but somewhere along the way, you fumbled it.
I love how you got all the advice, too. Like, when this job was open and I was going to apply for it. No, you know what, man? It's not going to work. I got the job. Oh, okay. Just ride this out. Hey, we have this girl that is going to join the show. No, we don't want her. Get rid of her. You literally, I've done the opposite of everything you've ever said to get to my dream job.
So I am your go-to guy.
No, you're the go-away guy. You're the go-away guy. Whatever he says, do the opposite. You're a mush is what you are,
right.
Which fits in with Vito, Dominic, and...
Who's the other guy?
Your guy.
Oh, Gaetano.
Gaetano. And the mush.
And the mush.
I don't know if I like this.
What happened?
I don't know if I like it at all.
What?
Well, look, this has been a menu staple at this restaurant from the day they opened their first location.
Okay, this is like an anchor chow.
You got it. And here's the thing. It's not flashy, but it's reliable.
Gets the job done.
Nobody says no to this.
Okay.
And when you're in one of these places, yeah, you know what? I'll throw one of those on there.
Mm.
They say don't mess with success. Looks like they're going to mess with
all it. Right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Frosties!
Yeah.
Been around forever.
It's like a shake.
Always been the same. Everyone knows what a Frosty is, dumbass.
But it's a shake.
Who's never had a Frosty from Wegmans?
I don't know.
Is there an American that has never had a Wegmans Frosty? Or Wendy's Frosty?
It's what separated Wendy's. That's what made it unique.
You got
in
it.
Terms of the fast food game.
Okay, so from the beginning, the Frosty recipe has been exactly the same. It's not quite vanilla. It's not quite chocolate.
It's a swirl.
They did come out with a vanilla version.
They did. It's not a swirl, you idiot. God, you're so bad at food.
It's a chocolate vanilla swirl.
No, it's not a chocolate vanilla swirl.
Well, what is it?
I don't know what it is. It's an
undefined. Don't call me an idiot. You got no answer.
No, because swirl, you can clearly see the swirl.
No, they swirl it for you. That's what made it so unique.
Okay. So
what are they doing to it?
Well, Wendy's.
What else can you do to it?
Wendy's has started messing with their original Frosty idea. Over the last couple of years, they introduced the vanilla, which you brought up, for limited time.
Mm-hmm.
Other limited time options, the pumpkin spice Frosty. Everybody's doing pumpkin spice. Orange Dreamsicle and salted caramel.
Ew, orange Creamsicle is gross.
I'm with you, but you either love or hate Creamsicle. My kids love it. I can't. Anyway, according to a memo from a, quote, anonymous person at Wendy's.
Yeah.
Two big overhauls are coming.
Uh-oh.
First off, they are going to start doing, I guess, what would be like a blizzard kind of situation.
Oh, some more ice cream than milkshake.
So that's Dairy Queen, right?
Yeah. Dairy Queen's a blizzard. You can add, you'll be able to add swirls of caramel, strawberry, or brownie batter into your Frosty.
Ooh, brownie batter.
They say this will launch March 12th. And I guess the idea is to bring people in specifically for the Frosty, not make the Frosty something that you just get when you're there.
A destination beverage.
You got
Frosty Sunday.
Yeah. So not only will you have the option to mix in like flavors, you'll have like actual pieces, much like a blizzard, like brownie or whatever.
Okay.
Now, here's the problem. If you're just going to give me the option to mix stuff in, I guess I can handle that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there is also rumor, and it's just rumor, that they will be changing the recipe.
No.
Thank you.
Like, what would they change? It's just ice cream.
Well, it's not really, though. It's kind of ice cream, but it's kind of not.
And there's nothing that you can get that, as far as I know, that replicates that.
Thank you. Right. It's like
it's so unique.
It's like if an ice cream sundae and a milkshake had a baby.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
But obviously, texture. They ain't selling enough. That's why they're changing
it. Like, I don't know if I'm supposed to eat it with a spoon or drink it with a straw.
Stick my fries in it.
Yeah.
Like, you got all kinds of options. And maybe that's what it is they're not seeing enough sales for the Frosty where they have to change something, which I guess I get. But, I mean, you know, Coca-Cola got overtaken by Pepsi,
yeah.
And they went with New Coke. It ended up working out for them in the end. But no. You get what I'm saying.
Yes.
There are plenty of companies who think they can make things better, and in doing so, just make things worse.
Yeah.
And I am very scared that Wendy's is going to F with the Frosty recipe, and now I'm not going to want a Frosty anymore.
Yeah.
Because I can get ice cream anywhere, man.
So that's the problem.
What do you mean?
And if it's got a unique taste, that was always the hook.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So, yeah, don't do it.
Okay. And, like, here's the other thing about Wendy's.
Yeah.
You and I are of the opinion that Wendy's is the Rolls Royce of fast food.
Yes.
Right? Like, when you want...
the big three.
Yeah, it's like the lobster and steak dinner of fast food.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy's was always reliable.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you walked in and you knew what you were going to get. Like,
that's what makes these things so great.
So Burger King, they try all kinds of weird stuff with their menu all the time, yeah. Right? If you want to try new stuff, yeah, Burger King makes sense. When it comes to McDonald's and their ice cream situation... Ice cream
shake,
never worked.
Yeah,
never worked. Right? Like, how many times can you go in? You want to get an ice cream from McDonald's? You want a Shamrock Shake, and the ice cream machine's not.
Yeah,
working.
Hit or miss there.
Never have I walked in.
Never.
To a Wendy's,
and they've been like, they have those things already made and ready to hand out.
You got it. They're just throwing them at you. Yeah. Here, Frosty for you. Frosty for you. Frosty for you. So why touch it? Don't touch it. Don't touch it. Have you ever gone just for a Frosty?
No, I always got one with my meal, but I don't think I ever went just solely for the Frosty without getting at least fries or something with it.
Have you ever gotten just a Frosty?
I don't like thick beverages.
Oh, you don't like thick stuff in your mouth?
I hate it.
Could have fooled me. 252 WCMF, word from anonymous sources within Wendy's. This is a real story, by the way. That they will be messing with the Frosty. They're going to start giving you options to either A, add like flavoring, like strawberry and stuff to swirl in, or B, like candy pieces and brownie. There is a rumor that they will be messing with the actual recipe of the Frosty.
The original.
Which would be a mistake. Let's talk to Mark. Hey, Mark, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Good morning, Kimmy.
Frosty aficionado here. Mm.
Frosty fishing now, that's right.
You cut him open, Frosty that. Come out of his veins.
Come on, I don't need that stuff anymore. But I did see a commercial last night for the Girl Scout Cookie Thin Mint Frosty.
Does look good. It looks good.
That is out right now.
So I'm assuming that is their way to try and get in on the Shamrock Shake game there, Mark.
Oh, good point.
Yeah. What I wish I could do is take a Shamrock Shake and take it to Wendy's and have them put that cookie mix in the Shamrock Shake.
All right, see, that might be good.
You're not going to get fat again.
Mark, that might be too much mint, buddy. That might be too much mint for one man.
Shame on you for even saying that.
Okay, well, I don't want toothpaste. I want a delicious treat.
Tommy's got a kiosk set up just for you for that.
Ooh, Mark beat you to the joke.
Yeah, but it's a lot harder than everybody thinks.
Sorry, fellas.
It's all right, Mark. You disappointed us. Great to talk to you, buddy.
Have a good day.
There goes now skinny bed take food, Mark. 252 WCMF, a man who I will trust his food take.
Okay.
Ben's on CMF. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing pretty awesome now. But
welcome back.
Yes. You can't mess with the Frosty. It's perfect the way it is. Like, I mean, that mint Frosty does sound pretty amazing. I'm not going to lie, but yeah.
I mean, I would try different versions of the Frosty, but just at least at least keep the original so I have it there in case I need it.
Leave the Frosty alone!
Maybe they could do this. Still have the classic Frosty, but then the new Frosty.
So that way he's not priced out of the Frosty game.
Yeah, well, then whichever one sells better, then that's the one you keep.
Well, you know why things got really bad for Ben?
No,
last week?
What happened?
He had to put a Frosty on layaway. He got one bite a day. Come in, put your quarter down. Here's your Frosty. Come on. We'll see you tomorrow, Ben. It's in the freezer.
Hey, Pat, earlier this week you said things were going to turn around.
Yes.
You were right.
I'm never wrong, Ben.
Yeah, I met a new chick. We're talking and maybe going out tomorrow.
What kind of day are you guys going to do?
We don't know yet. We're not getting that.
It's tomorrow, bro.
No, just
you gotta have a plan.
It's keeping it casual.
Yeah, we're just going to see what happens. That's literally what it is.
No, so, I think that's the best plan. I mean, yeah, let it happen, yeah. Whatever she's
organically.
Into. Yeah. But no, Ben can't afford organic.
2 dates with somebody else before. I don't want to screw this one up.
Hey, so. Ben, just go in with confidence. And here's honestly the best advice I can give you.
Yeah.
Don't be yourself.
Well, come on, man. Like, no. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm excited, though. Like,
you
I can't
should.
Help but be myself. You know this. You've known me for, what, 5 years?
Yeah,
I know. I can't help it.
Seems like forever.
Well, Ben, good luck on your date this weekend, buddy. Take her for a Girl Scout Frosty.
Yeah, there you go. Frosty date.
After go-kart.
That doesn't sound like a bad idea, but.
All right, take care, Ben. Well, it's going to be rough when he's got to buy her Frosty on layaway, too.